Just the use of the term spiritual in the musical context conjures up a song sung by a person in great sorrow or great need. Spirituals are songs sung by slaves in America about the conditions in which they lived, about the better future they hoped for. The Siskiyou Singers present a concert of spirituals this weekend in Ashland, same concert twice on Saturday and Sunday. It's called Who'll Be a Witness? The Power of the American Spiritual. Three guests in the studio. Mark Reppert is the music director of the Siskiyou Singers. He's here in the, with me. Good to see you, Mark.
Good to see you, too.
Eileen Gunther is here. She is the author of the book, In Their Own Words, on the history of spirituals. She's a professor of church music at the Wesley Theological Seminary. Eileen, thank you for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And Millicent Scarland is here as well. She's the soloist for this weekend's programs and an adjunct professor of voice and the vocal facilitator at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. Millicent, good to see you here, too.
Good morning.
Good to have you all here. Mark, how did the decision to do a show of spirituals come about?
Well, this is really interesting. I was... encouraged to read Eileen's book by a mutual friend, recently passed Scott Calvert, and read the book and became instantly taken with it, and said, well, this is just where we have to go with this. This would be a wonderful program to do. And so I was lucky enough to be able to, beyond doing all this wonderful music, have these two experts coming and being a part of our program.
And so, Eileen, I guess from my own perspective, I realized I couldn't define a spiritual so much as sort of know it when I hear it. How would you define a spiritual?
I think you did a good job. I mean, it's there are all kinds of themes of spirituals. W.B. Du Bois talks about songs of sorrow, sorrow songs, but there are also songs of hope and liberation. And if you look at the numbers, there are more songs of hope and liberation than any other single subject. There's about 40 themes that I identified, and more of them in that category. They're reflective of slave life and of their hopes, and they build community, and you did a great job.
Millicent Scarlett, when did you first realize you had a gift for singing?
Well, I didn't realize it. My grade two teacher realized it.
Grade two, really? Seven years old. Wow.
And she took me home after school and talked to my mother and said, I believe that your daughter should take voice lessons. And we both stood there in amazement because, and I just remember my mom saying to her, she doesn't sing. And I was like, I don't sing. And she just made a deal. She said, if I find the teacher, will you allow her to take voice lessons? And that's where it started.
Did you come from a musical family? Did your mother sing? Was it around you?
No. My dad sang, and my parents are from Jamaica, but everyone would always talk about how my father could sing. My mom was not a singer, and my dad sang in the church choir. And my dad actually had a very beautiful voice. I will say it publicly. My father sounded like Nat King Cole. And that's how he's the only other singer in the family. No one else sings. No one else is in music other than us two.
Well, I pointed out when Melissa arrived, I wasn't going to ask her to try to sing at 8 o'clock in the morning. I know it's rough even on the best of singers. So let's hear a clip of her doing This Little Light of Mine. Okay. I think you took about 10 points off my blood pressure. Have spirituals always been a part of your repertoire?
Not always. I think I was thinking about it last night, actually, and my first voice teacher introduced me to Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, and I think that's the Burley version. And that was my first actual singing of a spiritual. And I think when I got to college is when it became more. I got more understanding of the spirituals, the different composers. So I would say from undergrad on is where I really started getting into spirituals and understanding and singing them more.
Millicent Scarlett, Eileen Gunther, and Mark Reppert, our guests on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Siskiyou Singers Concert. Who will be a witness? The power of the American spiritual at the Music Recital Hall in Ashland on Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. For Eileen Gunther, you two have worked together several times, you and Millicent, correct?
For about 10 years.
Okay. What first got the collaboration going?
It was actually a concert I was doing as a benefit, Concert for Life, at the church where I was, where Scott Calvert was part of as well, a benefit concert. And we thought, what would be really cool? So we did a segment of spirituals. My mentor, to whom my book is dedicated, Bobby McLean, came and talked about the civil rights movement and the use of the spirituals. And then a mutual friend of ours says, let's see if Millicent Scarlett will come. And I think the only thing you did in that concert was sing Over My Head.
That's right.
Which is, for me, that's her signature piece. And she sang it from the balcony, and it was just spine-tingling.
Your book starts with the appropriate word right there in the introduction. Slavery is the very first word in the book. And so I want to ask Millicent, I mean, does thinking of that time in history at all help you prepare for the music as it emerges from you?
Yes and no. I'm Canadian, so the background and the history of the spirituals and where it came from doesn't necessarily fit within my background. But of course, naturally, as being a Black performer, it does. Yes, this is music that this is where it originates from. And so when I'm singing it, I am thinking about where it came from, but I'm also equating it to my own personal situations and what I've been involved in. And so, but you can't forget where it comes from. You can never forget where it comes from. And that is how I always think about when I'm singing, is that I am trying to bring that history and those feelings right here to make it now. I want you to understand what is happening with the words that are being sung and the emotion that is being created. I want you to understand that even though it happened then, you still feel it now.
You talked about, Eileen Gunther, about 40 different themes in spirituals, and I wonder how much variation among the songs themselves, if like a version would be different in Georgia and Louisiana, for example.
Oh, what a brilliant question. Yes, and that makes people who do what Mark does and what we do makes us a little crazy, because people always think there's the right way to do it.
Right,
you're not doing it right.
Right.
Well, for us who have spent a fair amount of time in music school, we are used to right and wrong, but with oral tradition and folk music, it's not right or wrong, it's different. So somebody's version is different from someone else's, like you said, a town from another town. And the first folks that went around to collect spirituals 151 years ago was published, the very first collection. They were just driven up the wall because someone would sing it and then they'd sing it again. And they were checking their notation and it was different. So that's a whole other mindset for those of us that are used to having things be the way it is on the page.
Is it even possible to know who the creators were, to give credit to them?
No. There is no if. In fact, thank you for asking that too, because I've talked some folks off the tree a time or two, and you probably have too, Millie, in terms of saying, you know, this is composed by. No. Spirituals aren't composed. They're created. And there's only one quote-unquote composer that is widely kind of credited with one, which is Steal Away, and it's Nat Turner, whose movie was out,
yeah,
you know, a year and a half ago. And that song is associated with his 1831 uprising. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is associated with Harriet Tubman, but she did not write it. And, you know, they're created in community and honed in community. And if people like the song, they will continue singing it or they'll change it. And if they don't like it, we wouldn't be singing it today because they wouldn't have been singing it through time.
Mark Reppert?
But you won't, if you come to this concert, hear the spirituals done the way slaves would have sung them. You will hear arrangements done by contemporary and not so contemporary classic composers, giving a very concert version for a choir of these wonderful songs.
And the program, again, is called Who'll Be a Witness? The Power of the American Spiritual. This is the Siskiyou Singers doing this with Mark Reppert, music director, with Eileen Gunther. He'll be doing some narrating. She is the author of a book called In Their Own Words about spirituals. And Millicent Scarlett will be the featured soloist, a soprano. She's an adjunct professor of voice at George Washington University. So, Mark, did you leave it up to Eileen and Millicent to make the choices? I mean, they've been doing this for long enough.
Well, it was collaborative.
Totally.
Yes. In fact, we're now calling ourselves email buddies.
It's like pen pals.
Yes, that's right.
A record number.
But the program started with categories of spirituals, which came from Eileen, and suggestions as to possible spirituals to do. I then took the job of looking for the best arrangements and best pieces for our choir to present to the audience that fit in with the program.
Millicent, from your perspective, where does the stuff of spirituals live today? What is the successor to spirituals? What music sort of kept the legacy? If any.
I don't know.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Popular music, gospel music, any music you hear today is rooted in spirituals.
Yes.
Spirituals are the trunk of the tree, and the branches are all of the contemporary forms. And it's just fascinating how that has enlivened all of American music.
In an age of cultural sensitivity, how much discussion went on about the spirituals done by a very white choir for a very white audience?
We had this conversation.
A lot. Yeah, and we always have this conversation.
My thought about this all the time is I really have no problem with whoever wants to sing spirituals. If you respect where it came from and you respect what you're singing, I believe that you can perform these pieces. I will not sit here and say that I have heard singers who are not African-American or of color sing spirituals and not look at them and go, that's not exactly how you're supposed to sing that. But if you sing it from your heart and you sing it with respect, then I'll be down with that. But there have been instances where I've heard people sing spirituals, and it's just like, you really have no business singing that because the respect wasn't there. But I have no problem with it. I'm really actually looking forward to performing with the choir. I want to see what they're going to do with it. And then they're just going to have to see what I do with it. And we're going to meld that together.
That's right.
But this is one of my favorite concerts to do. I love doing these concerts with Eileen. And so this is where I live, so it's going to be cool.
And Mark, how excited are the Siskiyou Singers to be doing this program?
They have been adoring this music. There is respect and there is joy in our performance of these pieces. So we just can't wait.
So, Eileen, give us a sense of, are there some must-haves that are in any presentation of spirituals in a concert? Some you got to have this piece, this piece, this piece?
Oh.
I'm seeing a nod from Millicent.
Overdoing these a fair amount, there probably are, kind of depending on what the purpose is. I'm doing a program in a couple of weeks on women. I was asked to do it for a women's retreat, and so that's a different set of pieces. But we have come to love, and part of it has to do with how I am just in awe of Millie singing. He's got the whole world in his hands, is one of the pieces she does well, mentioned Over My Head already, which I don't think is on this program, but
no.
People can listen. They can Google it. Watch and Pray. I mean, among the things, I think if you're going to do a program like this, you have to cover some bases, both with the music and with the narratives. And what will make this program a little different is that we are using first-person narratives inserted between some of the sections of music. So the In Their Own Words is not just we have their words from the music, but we also have their words from the books that they wrote. There are 204 books that were written, and the 2,300 interviews interviews that they gave in the 1930s. So it is as primary as you can get. So we combine all those to tell the story of slavery, to tell the story of the spirituals and slave life, and to, I think, put a spirit of hope in people.
Yes.
In times that I think we really need a spirit of hope.
The book that you wrote is called In Their Own Words, and it's a very big book with a lot of great information about spirituals. Eileen Gunther is professor of church music at Wesley Theological Seminary. Millicent Scarlett is the soprano soloist for this weekend's concert, an adjunct professor of voice and the vocal facilitator at George Washington University. Mark Reppert is the music director of the Siskiyou Singers. The concert is called Who'll Be a Witness? The Power of the American Spiritual, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. And to take us out of the studio, let's go to another clip. This is not a spiritual, but it is Millicent Scarlett getting to flex her vocal muscle, doing Marietta's lead from Die Tote Stadt by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. That'll take us up to the break.
Just to